KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media Station, ESPN, 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two, Usual Suspects, just getting going. Barry, Nick, Joel, way back Wednesday. I'll start out with the Purple Man, hour number two, way back Wednesday. Colors, pre-2000.
Yeah, somebody...
Nick just had a spring training game.
What happened?
You got
what?
Seven,
oh, yeah, it didn't
you got
count.
Six, seven, so you got seven songs and it didn't count.
Whatever. Whatever.
Somebody was nice enough to send us their list, but it was like, it was
you just
Jacob.
Crapped on them real quick,
A.
too.
Jacob sends us his list. Dummy, it was songs with the colors in them, not the groups. Way to waste however long that took you. Don't pay attention to the show, man. Come on now. Are you listening or are you hearing us?
Are you salty today? You just want to bash everybody.
Huh? No, I'm good.
Joel starting off strong with this song. Because it was this song and the UB40 song that I first thought of. Although Craig Koshkin kind of disqualified you on his own for the UB40 song.
Yeah, apparently he didn't like that. I don't know why.
I like Red Red Wine.
I do too.
What's wrong with that?
I like it.
I don't understand what's so bad about Red Red Wine. I liked it. I don't have a problem with your list. I mean, it's not as good as mine, obviously, but your list is fine.
When Craig starts wearing socks and shoes on a daily basis, we can have a discussion.
Somebody texted Joe said, please tell me when someone's going to play Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver.
Well,
I don't know if that's a thing or not.
You guys want to swap out one of y'all's songs?
No. Is that a song?
I would think you could head to Bucky's.
Other than that, Google.
I don't know what should I can tell you.
Should I Google Big Brown Beaver? I'm kind of nervous. I don't know if I want to Google
really, after
that.
Everything that you've
yeah,
Googled
after
on that
blue
computer.
Waffles and pink, whatever that.
Yeah, my space bar is sticking. I don't understand what that's about. Anyways.
Oh, I think you do.
Oh, it's Primus. I thought it was like Wynonna Judd.
So did I.
Apparently, Primus sings a song called Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver. Don't even know what that sounds like. It was released in 1995. So, Joel, if you need to spice up your list.
Nope.
I hope they cuss.
That's it?
I'll just dump it.
Dump myself.
This is Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver.
Sounds like it's got a clean bathroom.
I mean, this doesn't sound like anything I
The video is
ever...
pretty creepy, honestly.
I just pulled it up on YouTube. 21 million views?
Yeah. 21.6.
Boy, there's some weirdos in this country or in the world. I've never heard of that song.
I have not either.
Power of video, I guess. I don't know.
I guess. Not happening, though. That's not going on my list. No, thank you.
Joel?
Nope.
Okay.
Good. Thank you. Not happening.
Hey, somebody tweeted. Have you guys heard of this? We might need to look this up, Nick. But apparently, he said, this is from James Brown. And I don't know. None of that. No.
Hit me.
It's Lone Star Jimmy on Twitter. Barry, what are your thoughts on Amazon Alexa laughing randomly at people and naming off funeral homes and cemeteries? Is that happening right
now? I haven't heard.
I don't know.
I have not heard of
I'll try to find audio.
Yeah, let's see if we can find, like, if we can Google what's going on maybe at the break or during the show and see. Because what is that about? I don't understand.
I don't know. I was not informed.
I'd like to know, though. I think
but you normally
be...
can speak to her.
I do. I do.
On a regular basis.
I talk to her. Yeah. Yeah, you were telling me in show prep that Allen Iverson showed up drunk.
Yeah, Nick, I don't know if you got the audio or not.
I'll get it right now.
It was crazy. So last night, everybody was probably watching the Rockets game. Sixers are playing in Charlotte against the Hornets. Their broadcast and their sideline reporter, Molly Sullivan, they're scanning the crowd. AI is front and center. Shades on, Yankee hat, the whole works.
Wait. So he had on sunglasses indoors.
Yep.
I already hate him.
Okay.
That just, there's no reason for that. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Might be a reason for that if you hear the interview.
Red-eyed.
She sits next to him, and obviously, unlike the show prep that we do before we go on the air, I don't think she did much of it. Because, in part, one of the questions she asked was, what are you doing in Charlotte? That was the easiest question he would answer the entire evening.
Uh-huh.
And when he did, she could not have felt good about herself. But we have the entire interview, so I won't spoil it. I'll let you hear it all at once. The notion from Barstool is that he was a little tipsy.
Okay.
All right. So here is the interview with AI last night.
The reason we scored this interview is because I said you're on the other side of this camera. So thank you for that, too. You said you look cool with these glasses. What do you think about the 76ers and what they're showing out here on the court?
I love my guys. I love my little dudes. They my little guys. I love them.
What brings you to Charlotte?
I live here.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Obviously.
The more you know. You know, I was talking to you about the best Philadelphia athlete of all time. You said it wouldn't be you. In terms of where Philadelphia is headed, what's going to be the deal breaker for them to make some noise in the playoffs?
I would be crazy to say we think we need more. I think we got enough to be competitive like we've always been. And I just think we have enough. I think it's our time. But I'm gonna believe that anyway, regardless if I think we need more pieces or, you know, whatever. Like, I know we got the best coach in the world. We got the two greatest superstars that we need. And we got the great role players that we need. So, like, I'm with it. Like, I'm along for the journey.
I mean, first of all, from her perspective, from an interviewer's perspective, and this is what I used to do, so I'm just going to say this.
Okay.
Nice slap in the face. I mean, we're currently trying to figure out who's the greatest sports athlete in Philly of all time. You've said it wasn't you. So, and then without even saying, like, do you have a suggestion of who you think it would be or anything like that, she goes, so what about the state of the current Sixers team? Well, then why even bring it up?
If you're not going to let him answer.
It's you.
I love my little dudes.
Yeah, the little dudes.
I love my little dudes.
And by the way,
how many
Ben
times
Simmons
did that? My dudes, my little dudes, my duty dude dudes. I love my duties.
I love my little dudes. They're my little guys.
And I'm assuming you got Embiid and Simmons as his, but not like good players up and coming.
He's
they got their two superstars.
He's what, 6 foot? 5'8"?
AI?
Yes.
I don't think he's 6 foot.
He's got Ben Simmons and that my little dudes?
I would be crazy.
It's like the whole thing is like a rap song. There's like three different times he does that.
Yeah. To say we think we need more.
Dude, AI was lit.
Yep.
Lit up.
I think even Tom Brady wore sunglasses at one time inside like a UFC fight because he knew he was absolutely hammered. This is like when he got like served that 4-game suspension of the beginning of the following season.
Yeah,
and that's the first indicator.
Hey, I got served more than that. He got shots. He got drinks. He got whatever he needed because he was feeling good.
He sounded high and drunk. You ever been both? Man,
no.
That was not just drunk. Because just drunk, it's just... But he had enough where it was like,
I love my They my little guys.
They my little guys.
I love my little dudes. Those are my little guys, my little boys, my little men.
So what are you
little...
doing in Charlotte? I live here.
Yeah, she probably needed... I didn't know he lived in Charlotte.
I didn't either.
But I would assume she would do some more prep.
Yeah, before you put them on the air when they're getting ready to throw to you. Hey, what are you doing in Charlotte?
I live
Normally
here.
We see you in Philly. I live here. Oh, really?
That.
Cool. We either skip it or bring it up. A lot of fans don't realize, AI, you live in Charlotte. So you get a chance to see your Sixers on the road. And by the way, you weren't the best athlete in the history of Philadelphia sports. Suck it. Let's go on to the Sixers team this year.
Who would be? Dr. J?
He's up there.
Yeah? Mike Schmidt?
There could be a hockey player in the mix. Flyers.
Oh, yeah.
Clark?
I'm trying to think about a hockey question.
The best flyer of all time.
I don't know.
Hall or Clark?
I would have to say Dr. J. I feel like that would be
any Phillies.
That's what I said. Mike Schmidt, right?
Yeah, Mike Schmidt would be. Steve Carlton would be up there.
Yeah. I still though nobody's bigger than Dr. J in that regard, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And then some dork would say Rocky Balboa.
Oh, that's not even real. He's exactly. not real.
But I'm just saying. I yeah, didn't say no, it was right. accurate, but someone's right. going to say
a lot
it.
Of them. And then, what, Eagles-wise, I guess you'd go Reggie White.
Reggie White.
He probably,
and then Harold Carmichael, who played there forever.
Reggie White would give Dr. J, I
Jaws
think, a run
will
for
get
his
some
money.
Votes.
Yeah, Jaworski probably would. I'd still go. If to me, it would come down to Reggie White, Dr. J.
It's a pretty good call.
Mike Schmidt, if you had to, one from each.
You don't think Lenny Dykstra would be up there?
No.
No?
Okay. Wild Thing. Oh, what was his name?
Mitch Williams.
Yes. Yep. There you go. Good pickup there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Eric Lindros. There you go.
What about Greg?
Josh Rapp coming
Greg
through
Luzinski.
With the hockey. Greg Luzinski.
He was the big cleanup hitter on those
oh, yes.
Phillies teams.
Yes.
The Bull. Big old dude.
Josh Rapp had a hockey one for us. Eric Lindros. He was a Flyer?
Yep. 99.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, I guess that would be your four then.
Dr. I don't think no, you got to go back from that. I think if you're going to go all-time Flyers, I think it's Bobby Clark.
Really?
I think so.
Okay. I think out of those that we just named, though,
I think you're right, Dr. J.
Okay.
Hey, the Beatles! Yellow Submarine. Suck it, Jerry.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad your list is... You know what? Your list should be good, because Nick and I helped you make it by naming all these songs on the show yesterday.
I was... Oh, God. Now you're trying to kiss up to Nick, because you've already sent him down the toilet.
Go back and listen. Did we not name pretty much all the songs on his list?
I'd love to take that credit.
Were Yellow Submarine.
I
heard him say Yellow Submarine, but I don't...
I was calling out a lot of songs.
All I said was...
We both were.
I was mad about Red Wine, the UB40 track.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I'm trying to throw you a bone.
No, you're trying to kiss up to him because you absolutely crapped all over him for the first hour.
I totally kiss up to you guys. That's totally me.
I know. You really kiss up to me way too much, Barry. Stop it. Stop it.
Yeah, he's got me. Well, dead to rights. It's not my fault he's an idiot.
Oh, you got ram-a-lammed.
I hate when y'all take shots right before we go to break because I feel like I shouldn't talk.
Well, turn the music down and do it.
Hate you guys. Commercial break.
Now it's you guys.
Commercial
All right, break. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects. Hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. Barry, Nick, Joel kicking around news of the day way back Wednesday. Songs involving colors in the title.
Love okay. this song. Great song. I was so upset that you got this one.
Well, that makes me happy.
Yeah. This is a great song.
Great. Rudy Tom Jonathan, I was telling you in the break. Rudy's a huge Van Morrison fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
But Van Morrison's got some sleepy hits. Sneaky ones. People don't realize.
That's right.
So we were talking before the break. We had AI's audio. That was pretty humorous. But great. I was looking up, and I didn't hit send. But I wanted to see great Philadelphia Flyers of the past in case. But I think you pegged it. I think Dr. J is. And I don't want to fall into what people bash on the radio but like to use on Twitter in terms of poll questions. But instead of Mount Rushmore's, if you just had to pick one, how much more difficult would that be in Houston?
Yeah, we've been through that a million times.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to... I think we actually did that not too long ago.
Well, we did the 34s. Like, who would you pick of the 34s?
Yeah, I think that would be it, right? I mean, it would be down to those three, so. I see on our list, I'm assuming you put this. National Cereal Day. What the hell is that?
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier in the show. Good call. So normally I don't like to get into the national days because there's always, like, for each day there's like 50 things.
Right.
But National Cereal Day, and I thought you guys would have input too. I was thinking back to, like, from childhood days, like my favorite cereals of all time. And of course I was Chubby Lumpkin for a while too. But so I like the sugared cereals.
Right.
But I was thinking, like, what the mainstays in my house always were, and my sister was a huge Crunch Berries fan.
Okay.
Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries. Frosted Flakes was probably one of my go-tos.
Okay.
Big on that.
Right.
Nick, my non-healthy and my non-natural version of pineapple would have to be Raisin Bran, because that could absolutely clear me out.
You ate Raisin Bran as a kid?
My mom had it in the house constantly. If there was no other cereal, I would douse it in sugar, but I would eat Raisin Bran.
I hated going to people's houses where they would have like Cheerios.
I hate Cheerios. Raisin Bran. My daughter can't get enough of Cheerios. I can't stand them.
Life was always, ugh. Chex was a cereal, wasn't it?
Cocoa and Fruity Pebbles I was good with. I couldn't stand Lucky Charms either.
Oh, I liked it. Now, any of these, though, like outside of, if it was Lucky, if it had the marshmallows in it, then that was fine, but I still had to put sugar on top. I had to sweeten it up.
Because on top of the sugared cereal?
Yeah, because not like Cocoa Pebbles or Fruity Pebbles or anything like that, but if you gave me straight Cheerios, Raisin Bran.
Oh, I'm with you on the Raisin Bran, for sure.
But if there was like Lucky Charms, where they had, it was the marshmallows, but then the other part of the cereal was just a bran. It was just an oat, like whatever the hell it was made out of. I still had to put sugar on that because the marshmallows weren't enough.
Is that right? With the bear with the sunglasses?
I never really ate that. We ate a lot of Sugar Smacks.
Oh, with Dig'Em.
Yeah, Dig'Em Smacks and the different like Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles. Mm. That was big.
Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Or Trix.
Those weren't bad.
Fruit Loops and Trix. Fruit Loops was the toucan and Trix was the wabbit.
Yeah, we didn't do a lot of that. We didn't do a lot of that, but we had...
I did probably too much. That's just why I was the size I was, yeah. Nick, what were your favorite cereals growing up?
Lucky Charms was some intern Trey brought up. I like Lucky Charms. I liked Cap'n Crunch, Frosted Flakes. That was a good one. But there's so many kind. Keith, remember, we used to call him intern Green Mile?
Green Mile, yep.
He was like, there's so many different choices, and that's so true, because every time I go to a grocery store... I'm like, man, I want to try something new. I never stick to like the traditional cereal that I used to get growing up as a kid. So,
I don't know, man. Like, there was one. What the hell was the name of it? Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh my God, I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. But the milk when you were done was the best part.
No doubt, Cinnamon Life was the same way.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch and then the milk. AJ actually talked about one day he wanted to invent milk that was just cinnamon. The milk that was left over Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, it's a good call.
And do you know that that exists now?
Does it really?
They have a milk that's like a cinnamon sugary flavored milk that's literally just the milk that's left over after Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I felt bad for AJ. I was like, dude, your idea got jacked.
I will say this. That's a thing. The other sleeper. Mm-hmm. Because it's supposed to be healthy, but it really does taste like it's not healthy. Honey Bunches of Oats.
What about? That's
it
good?
It tastes good, man.
Really?
Oh, man. I could hammer a lot of that.
I'm really big on the Reese's, like peanut butter cups and stuff, and they have that Reese's cereal, and I'm good on that. I like Captain Crunch, but, man, you might as well just eat glass because your roof or your mouth it would be just cut up into 1,000 pieces.
You're right.
You can't not eat Captain Crunch and not just be bleeding.
Because they used to have peanut butter Captain Crunch, Crunch Berries, regular Captain Crunch. I don't know if I'm missing any, but there was like a gamut of different versions. But I would never, I hated the Captain Crunch cereal by itself. I would just eat the Crunch Berries and screw my sister over. I'd go in, me would go in and kill all the berries and then just let her have, it would basically she's eating Captain Crunch anyway.
I could see Fat Joel like sneaking into the kitchen at 3 in the morning, getting the box of cereal, going back, getting under the covers with a flashlight. It just.
I was the catcher in, what was the kids' baseball movie? Sandlot.
Yeah.
I'm the Sandlot catcher. At night, I got I'm screwing my sister by eating all the Crunch Berries out of the cereal.
Brandon Hannon said oat bran is worse than drinking coffee while it'll wipe you out. I don't know. Coffee doesn't do that to me. It doesn't make me poop.
No, me either.
All right. So I Googled this. The best cereals of all time. Top. So here's the top 10 best-selling cereals. This goes back to March 16th, but it ain't. That's not too far back. You ready? I'll go backwards.
Go.
Number 10, Raisin Bran. How does Raisin Bran crack the top 10? That makes no sense to me.
It's just been around for a long time.
It's such a garbage-ass cereal.
They've advertised
it. People love raisins in their cereal.
Raisin Bran is the missionary position of cereal.
Old people eat it every day.
It's ridiculous. Number 9 is Fruit Loops. Number 8, Lucky Charms.
Not a fan.
Number 7, Frosted Mini Wheats. I never liked that. Never liked them. Number 6, Special K. That's another one. I'll eat it, but I got to put a ton of sugar on top. Number 5, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. There you go. Number 4, Cheerios.
Can I ask a question? So Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the one you and AJ mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Yeah. All right. Number 4, Cheerios. Those are whack. Number three, Honey Bunches of Oats, which you mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Number two, Frosted Flakes. And the number one selling cereal of all time, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Can't stand them.
I don't understand it. I guess this is why old people shouldn't allow to eat cereal, because they ruin the top 10. That should be all sugary cereals. None of that other crap.
Yeah, I just can't say. I've never been a Cheerios person. And like I said, the craziest thing is my daughter, whether we give her like the sippy cup with the kind of the protective top on it, she'll eat them plain. And then she'll eat them with milk at any hour of the day. For any meal, for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, she can eat Cheerios, and if she's and her snack cup is full of Cheerios. We send her to school with a little snack cup of Cheerios. I'm like, I've always hated Cheerios. And right. Are they healthy for you?
I don't really think they're that healthy.
They're not covered in sugar, but and people do bill them as like a good source of grains. I don't know.
You can have a bunch of cereal that has a good source of grains, fiber, whatever, but there's plenty of sugar. And a lot of them are deceiving, and it's hard. You really got to look at that nutrition label, but I mean... I'm too lazy to go through all that, man. I'm just gonna grab a box of cereal.
All right, so here's a bunch that we missed. Here's a bunch that we missed on the text line. Somebody said, what about Apple Jacks? Totally.
JJ
said Apple Jacks was my go-to. That was from JJ.
Apple Jacks were great.
Totally forgot about Apple Jacks. Honeycomb. Dude, I forgot about Honeycomb.
That's the little bee?
No, that was Honey Nut Cheerios, but the Honeycomb was actually shaped like it had holes in the middle.
All right.
Those are actually pretty good.
What was the one with the bear then? Sugar Pops?
Yeah. Sugar Smacks.
Okay. Sugar Smacks. Okay. No, that was the frog.
That was Dig'em Smacks.
Dig'em Smacks. No, Sugar... Well, we'll have to look it up because this is ridiculous radio.
Somebody said, what about French Toast Crunch? I don't remember that. There was a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I do remember that, but there was a French Toast?
I don't remember that.
I don't either.
I would eat that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Golden Grahams?
Back in the day, I'd eat anything, I think.
Eat the box. We're out of cereal, man.
I honestly think I put my belt on with a boomerang when I was like in first grade or third grade. I mean,
Golden Grahams? No?
No.
Yeah, not a fan of Golden Grahams. They have Frosted Flakes with marshmallows now. Didn't know that.
That ruins them.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Totally ruins it. All right, so now they're pouring in. Lots of texts coming in. I'll sift through the stuff that we haven't mentioned yet.
And I'm looking at the different.
If you're texting stuff we've mentioned, probably won't get read.
Right, and I'm looking at Sugar Smacks and...
Yeah, what's the difference between... it was the bear and the frog, right?
Dig'em was the frog, right?
Yes, those are Dig'em Smacks,
so
right?
Dig'em is Sugar Smacks.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it pops, what I thought. And then Sugar Pops was the bear, I believe. Yeah.
Dude, have you ever gotten the Buc-ee's and gotten the Beaver Nuggets?
Is this another song that we missed?
No.
Oh.
There's Buc-ee's has this stuff called Beaver Nuggets. And it reminds me of a cereal, and I can't really place what cereal it is that it reminds me of, but I want to say it reminds me of Pops. But I don't know. That's my fat boy coming out. I always try to remember what cereal it is as I sit there and gain 20 pounds eating.
I don't know if it changed, but on Sugar Pops had Woody Woodpecker as its cartoon character on the box. I don't remember that. I didn't know that.
I didn't remember that either.
My mom did the worst Woody Woodpecker impersonation and would never stop doing it because I knew it embarrassed the hell out of me in front of the kids. Hated it.
Right.
All right. We'll get to a break and come back with a whole lot more. We're at the midway point, so don't go anywhere, including you, Jerry. We'll get you next on the backside as we get started with the second half. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back. Second half of the big show. Nick, Barry, Joel, and of course, waiting on hold is your good friend, Barry. So you want to clean up some...
Let's go to the call. There's a 1,000 texts coming in right now. It's insane. I'm going to clean these up.
Pretty much. And some of them are repeats, so I'm not going to read your text if they're repeats. But
hey, Jerry.
Mixing it up.
What's up, Jerry?
Keeping it fresh.
What's up, man?
What's up? You know, it's funny. Like, when we were growing up, like, cereals were made to, like, toughen children up. Like, this generation don't even know. Like, my mom would come home with grape nuts.
Oh.
Remember those? Grape nuts?
My God,
like,
terrible.
Pebbles.
Dude.
You had to wait. You had to put milk on them and come back like a half an hour later just to eat them. Like, if there wasn't blood in your milk, then you weren't tough.
Yeah, it was like chewing rocks.
It was. And then it got all mushy, and it was like, it's just old-ass oatmeal at that point. It was the worst.
I like that part, though, man. I didn't mind them when they got soft.
Ugh, never God. Was a fan.
Oh, it was all brand. It looked like hamster pellets, man. It was like, oh,
yep.
You gotta be kidding.
Yep.
And Captain Crunch, man. Like, all the cereals were made to, like, make you bleed. Like, they were made to rot your teeth and rip the roof of your mouth and make you tough. Make you a man.
That's it.
It made it, those cereals helped shape
who
we are today.
It was like, what was it? Post cereal came out with, like, Smacks or Honey Smacks in, like, the 40s, right? It was like World War II. And then Kellogg's is like, nah, we're just going to get Sugar Bear. We're going to make some Golden Crisp. And he had the creepiest voice, like, hey, let's get some Golden Crisp. He was like, sounded like the dude from, like, Yogi Bear or whatever.
Or the Bear Necessities.
And then what was I going to say? You forgot Trix and Kix.
Oh, yeah.
Kix
was big.
Kid-tested, mother-approved.
And Trix was the rabbit. Silly rabbit, Trix
for
kids. Trix
was the rabbit.
Yeah.
Trix is good. And there's nothing wrong with Cheerios. Stop being such haters.
Jerry, they're all available at Walmart. And
your little
Costco.
Fat body, when you were a kid, you probably should have ate some plain old Cheerios.
You're probably right. I could have taken off at least 20. Telling you what, I was crunching the berries, believe me.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Thank you. As always, never fails.
No. Costco's open late. They got a sale on cereal.
I'm trying to catch up to all the text, so it's going to take me a while, but I'm going to read what I got here. First of all, somebody said, thank you so much for playing Brown Eyed Girl. My late grandma used to sing it to my daughter before she passed away. Thanks, guys. Much appreciated. Awesome. Yeah, glad to do that. Got this text just says, y'all some fat-ass diabetics. Got that text. Just, so there's that.
Well, we run the gamut.
Frosted Flakes is good, but add bananas, and it's fantastic.
Nope. Mm-mm. Rice Krispies and bananas was my mom's go-to, but like you, Barry, I could go Rice Krispies, bananas, but I'd have to douse it in sugar. But that was my mom's go-to, was Rice Krispies and bananas.
Why would you add bananas to any of these cereals? No.
Because Snap, Crackle,
absolutely,
and Pop got
not.
Soggy in a hurry, too.
Justin has a drop for you, Nick.
What is it?
He said, can we isolate Joel saying I'm screwing my sister? I didn't even know he said that.
Did you say that?
I don't think so, but I'm like feeling really
I might have to take the time and go
I'm
back
sure
and listen
will.
If you really did say that. Yeah. Did you really say that?
No, I don't think
when
I did.
When he was talking about the cereal.
I said
taking
I screwed my sister over by eating all the crunch berries out of the box. I didn't say I'd
hold
screw
on, let
my
get
sister.
The intern on this.
Let's not.
You need a drop, bro. You need a drop.
I got one.
You got one.
Yeah, I've got 19 in the system. Okay,
let's go
and
for
no,
20.
I don't need you to play
I
ball,
was going
Nick.
To.
Yeah, I
Coco,
know you were.
Coco Beware could have had a couple the other day too.
Yeah, she could have.
She was on the map in a hurry, and she didn't realize how we do these things around here.
Somebody texted and said, "What about Bootios?"
Anybody who ate frosted
Google,
mini
Google
wheats, that was ridiculous.
Google Bootios if you don't get the reference.
Frosted mini wheats?
Yeah, those were that's
awful.
What I was saying. Yeah, those were garbage.
That's like what was it? Was it Total 19 or something?
I don't know.
It was all those the Brand cereals 19. That adults ate that were just really bad.
Got this text. Hey guys, this is Johnny Weir.
Well, you Mike.
I would mix Honey Nut Cheerios with Butterfingers and call it Butt Nut.
Jeez.
I can't believe I read that.
Yeah, I can.
This
he's reaching
show, this show, yeah.
In
this,
more ways than one.
Well, that is rock bottom for us. Joel said that, haha. I thought I was the only one that noticed
damn it.
It. Yeah, you got to go back. It was the 215 to 230 segment.
He's got to go back.
Got to go back and grab that. 215 to 230, Nick.
Let me get the intern on
okay,
it.
Okay, very good.
Super.
Yep. Oh, look, more text. I caught that too. I screwed my sister. Yeah, that's the thing. Good job, Joel.
Thank God it's not. Let me just tell you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah, a lot
at
of.
At least we know our listeners listen attentively.
Somebody said. Brought up Mr. T cereal.
Never heard of it.
I didn't either. Yo,
I think
Adrian
he endorsed a brand.
No, there was actual Mr. T's cereal from Quaker.
Nope, never
Yo,
had
Adrian
it.
Just sent us a picture of that. The hell? That's insane.
Did you see the email right now that we're working tomorrow? Nick got his wish.
No.
I thought it's starting a bit earlier. That's all. So Raheel gets off.
No, well, there you go. Raheel gets off. But at the same time, it says Joel and Barry, y'all can do the show 2:30 to 4:00.
Really?
Come on, man.
I want to be on the air anywhere. I don't care.
Well, you and Jose can have tomorrow.
Well, man. All right. I had plans. This runs everything.
Yeah, you can't do nothing around here. I'm with you. I did too. So, all right. There goes my first golf game in a year.
So we're driving. I've got to drive an hour and a half to do an hour and a half. That's awesome. That's great.
Okay, let's go back to news of the day, shall we?
Why did you have to bring that up on air?
Now I just saw it because I want the listeners to know if you are here and I'm here, they should have just our time. It.
Yeah,
let's have them there.
Now I'm salty. Damn it. Let's just do something else. Top 100 free agents. Go. Whatever.
All right, so we talked about it yesterday. Ugh. We talked about Jimmy Graham. We talked about Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter tweeted it out. ESPN has come up with their top 100 available free agents this year in the NFL. One, obviously, Kirk Cousins. Two, Drew Brees. Three, Case Keenum, who now the Broncos are supposedly looking at. Four, guard Andrew Norwell of the Panthers. He's 26 years old.
Okay.
If you're a Texans fan, you probably want to look at that one. Jimmy Graham, number five. We talked about him yesterday. Good news if you're looking at him, and especially if you're hoping the Texans look at him. With all the moves the Seahawks are making, if they're clearing the cupboard, I don't think he wants to return to that.
Yeah.
Mishmash. Mitch, Matt, whatever it is. Sheldon Richardson of the Jets, defensive tackle at six. Nate Solder, a guy you've brought up several times, offensive lineman from the Patriots at seven. Tremaine Johnson, cornerback of the Rams at eight, who's going to get a lot of money. Star Latulele, defensive tackle of the Panthers at nine. Allen Robinson, wide receiver of the Jags at 10.
Okay.
Other than that, Sam Bradford's 13. Lots of corners now. So, Bashaud Breeland of the Skins, Aaron Colvin of the Jags, and Kyle Fuller of the Bears are 14, 15, 16. So, you got some corners.
So, how many offensive linemen in the top 10? Two?
Three.
Three.
Yep.
Okay.
So three in the top 10.
So there's three free agent offensive linemen ranked in the top 10 amongst free agents.
Norwell of the Panthers is four.
I brought up two or three of these previously. And I know Solder was one of them. Norwell was one.
I might have missed. Maybe you're right. Maybe I missed the other one.
The point is there are some options for the Texans to go out and spend some of this cap money that they have. Because they have plenty of cap money, over 60 mil, I believe, in available cap space, something like 62 million. There's no reason why they can't go out and spend some of that money and get an offensive lineman, whether it's a guard or a tackle. There is one, at least, that they can add to bolster this line. I really hope that they do something. I really do.
I hope so, too. Like I said, and if you're looking for the new general manager to make an impression that will impress fans and the team itself, go out and get at least one or a couple of free agents that are veterans that are going to come right in and contribute. That's going to be a big deal.
Did Justin Pugh, did he sign? Was he on the list?
I'm looking for him on the list.
Because that was the other one that I had on my list. I had Nate Solder.
Eric Reed, who our friend Sarah Barshop had as a player the Texans should sign, but he kneels for the anthem, so that's a problem. But
no.
Safety from the Niners, he's 18. Bridgewater, 19. A.J. McCarron, 20. Malcolm Butler's 22.
Yeah, so I pulled up my notes from an old show, January 31st. Here's who I had listed.
Justin Pugh is 28.
Okay, that's who so the list that I made for the Texans that I would like to see them look at was Malcolm Butler, Andrew Norwell, Justin Pugh, and Nate Solder.
Okay.
So
there you have it. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We see you, Troy. We will get to you next. And that's a combo call right there.
Yeah.
Rockets and cereal. All right. We'll continue to roll on. And if you've got something you want to get off your chest, you've had on your mind for a while, or just popped into it, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Just leave my sister out of it. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, Usual Suspects. Almost done with hour number two of the 3-hour extravaganza, so we'll continue to roll on. We have run the gamut today on a lot of different topics, sportsy and non-sportsy, just so you know. So we're keeping track of the balance for you.
Are we?
Because we care.
No, do we?
Well, others do, so we chime in.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. Others spend a little bit too much time caring sometimes.
That is true. That is very true.
But we do care. Troy, as we teased before the break, wants to get in here on both the Rockets and on cereal and on whatever the hell's going on his phone right now.
Troy.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? What the hell's that beep?
Trey, what's
no, he's going to have to call back. He's going to have to call back. Hey, get that beep out of your phone and call right back. Just call the intern right back, all right, bud? Because that beep is going to be too annoying.
That's like a work phone or something where he gets a call on his other line.
Was he at the hospital?
Or maybe someone was calling him.
That's what I'm saying. He gets a call on his other line while he's on the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just wait for that call waiting to go away.
Somebody wanted to bring up a cereal, Flutie Flakes. Remember those?
Yeah. A lot of times that besides the Wheaties, which also sucked,
yeah.
They always tried to do cereals for athletes that bombed quickly.
Somebody wanted to, or somebody had, I guess, tweeted us or texted, I don't remember what it was, but they were like, did anyone ever eat Wheaties thinking, what if one of these athletes is eating this garbage? Wheaties were not good.
Not at all.
They were
frosted flakes without the frosting.
Yep. They were not good at all.
Completely agree.
But I guess they got a push because Jordan was he like the first or the main?
No, they
spokesman?
Used to. Well, they changed big thing it up. Was they put the champion of sports on the box every year.
Ah, right.
That was their deal. But yeah, I was never a fan of Wheaties.
No, I think I had one box and then I was like, yep, this is enough.
Completely
going back
agree.
To the sugar stuff.
So, boys, tonight, the Rockets, well, we're waiting for Troy to get in here. He wanted to talk Rockets. But for tonight, there's a guy in the game that a lot of people are giving a lot of hype to who also sits, ESPN just released, top 25 NBA players under the age of 25 and sitting high atop the entire chart at number one, the Greek Freak. Adetokounmpo is only 23 years of age.
Goodness gracious.
That'd be a nice problem to have for a long time. He's one of those rare people that like Milwaukee, too.
Yeah.
So if he stays there, they finally got something to build around.
Right.
So he's good. Two, by the skin of his teeth, the brow, Anthony Davis, 24 years, 9 months. So he's pushing it a little bit. Embiid, 3 at 24. Karl Anthony Towns, 4 at 22. Jokic of the Nuggets, 23 and climbing fast.
Okay.
And then
ahead of Porzingis?
Yeah. And ahead of Ben Simmons.
Really?
Yeah, because 6 is Ben Simmons, who's 21 and a half. Porzingis is 22 years, 6 months.
Okay.
He's 7th. Bradley Beal, 8. Donovan Mitchell of the Jazz, 9 at 21 and a half. And tied for 10, Booker ties Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker of the Suns, and then 10, Gary Harris of the Nuggets. Nah.
How old is...
Clint Capella, 13.
Oh, okay.
He is 23 years, 8 months. Clint is.
Okay. That's not bad. Because I was going to say, how old is Capella? There's a couple of guys I think that might be...
Jason Tatum's just 20. Just turned 20. He's 14.
And Bradley Beal was on there?
Yeah, he was top 10.
Okay.
He was 7.
Yeah. And what about Wiggins?
Oh, I'm sorry, rookie of the year.
What about Wiggins?
Lonzo Ball, 17th.
Oh.
He's 20.
Andrew Wiggins?
Boy, he's not in the top 20.
Really?
He is 23.
Really?
Not only his age, but his number.
I would have thought he would have been a little higher than that. Am I wacky for thinking that?
Well, I agree.
Okay.
I mean, he's got all the talent, but I think the system's keeping him down. I really do.
Yeah, the man.
But he's getting the money.
Yes, he is.
So there's nothing wrong with
that. Okay.
Tony Sipp, by the way, just out of Astros camp after giving up one hit, no runs in first three appearances. He gave up back-to-back doubles and a run right off the top in the seventh. Any way to go, Tony, back to your normal ways.
Sipp gonna sip.
God, he sucks.
Just good thing they didn't do anything
and
to
did
address
you see
the...
your boy, Liriano, yesterday?
No.
Pitched for the Tigers in a spot start. Did pretty darn good.
Well,
the Tigers are going to take Mike Fiers and Liriano and put themselves together a rotation.
It's still early.
World Series caliber.
No, it's still early.
True.
Give them plenty of time.
No doubt about it. So other than that, Richard Sherman, we said at the start of the show, there was tweets coming out from different teammates saying that they thought he was gone. He's unsure of his status with the Seahawks as of right now. Their first line of business today was to trade Michael Bennett. Now we'll kind of hold out and see what they do with Richard Sherman and the rest because it seems like they're starting over and pressing the reset button, at least on the defensive side. Legion of Boom, no more.
Yeah, breaking it up. It's going to be interesting to see what they do with the space now.
Yeah, and breaking news, boys, out of the NFL. Jerry Jones has reimbursed the NFL for $2 million in legal fees. That seemed pretty quick, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't fight it, didn't do anything, just rolled over and paid.
I wonder, that's weird.
Isn't it?
Because you feel like he was going to make a big deal and make a point.
Yeah, and one final parting shot, right?
And nothing. I wonder if there was something where he was looking for something to be done. You know, like politics, right? In politics, if I want something done in my district and you want something done in your district, I'll vote for you if you vote for me.
Scratching back.
So I'm wondering if there was something going on that Jerry Jones wanted or is going to push for. And they were like, all right, if you just pay the fine, we'll...
He's ruffled all the owners' feathers enough, too, that they might have just said, okay, enough is enough. You want to start? Yeah, you want to start coming back to our side of the equation? Just let this go. So, yeah, it's interesting to see, but that does surprise me. A guy that is not afraid to fight just coughs up the dough.
Mm. Interesting.
All right. Fort Worth Jay wants to chime in here on cereal. Jay, what's up?
Man, I was trying to find this meme and send it to y'all. I saw it like 2 weeks ago. It was ironic that y'all were talking about this. It was Captain Crunch box, and the meme said, because F the top of your mouth, that's why.
Yes! Yes!
Hey, every time I ate Captain Crunch, I don't know what it was, but like, not only did I stretch the top of my mouth, but did y'all ever like, almost cut like a piece of the top of your mouth loose where it was like dangling for a little bit? Like if you ate it too fast,
your
or was
tongue?
I just being fat as a kid?
No, you're right.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Fort Worth Jay. Yeah, dude, it would cut the top of your mouth. It would cut your tongue up. It would cut like right next to your teeth, the gums there. It would. I'm telling you, when I say that it was like chewing glass, it was delicious glass. It was delicious, sugary, sweet glass. But it would cut you up,
man. There was another one.
Man.
The peanut butter and the crunch berries. The milk was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Did you see this story where, so you know NBA teams can get advertisers, right?
And one sponsor on the jersey.
Yeah, and they're starting to get more of them now, right? Who was the first? Was it Cleveland?
Yep, Goodyear.
Yeah. So the Clippers just added Bumble.
Yeah, I thought that was a little crazy.
I saw that.
And Bumble, if you don't know, a social network company best known for a dating app where women make the first move.
Mm-hmm.
I find that to be pretty interesting that an app, which it says Bumble's going to pay $20 million over 3 years to have their logo on the jerseys.
The source might be a bit questionable because it's somebody who's close to the deal but had to remain anonymous because he couldn't reveal.
You're talking about the price tag?
No, the guy is according to the guy who named his source said it's according to a guy close to who made the deal and had to remain anonymous. And I just, you know, I always feel weary about those type of sources. You get what I'm saying?
Bloomberg is reporting it.
Yeah, the thing is the...
But you're right. The source that they might be using could be... But
I thought you meant the price tag because the price tag is pretty consistent. It's $20 million a year, whoever sponsors whatever jersey. Yeah, it's just a matter of...
That's $20 million over 3 years or...
$20 million over three. No.
For 3 years.
It says Bumble will pay about $20 million
over
3 years. Over
3 years.
Wow.
According to a person...
So that's a little less than 10 a year.
Light, yeah.
You know, that's six and a half, seven a year.
It says Bumble has 29 million users as of last week. Seven of them are women. No, I'm just kidding. Don't you always feel like, though, that there's always a disproportionate amount of men on these apps and sites and stuff like
that? That's what I feel.
Yeah.
I always feel like that.
It's like it's just a sausage fest on every app. But it looks like Golden State is going to be sponsored by Grindr.
That's not true.
All right, maybe not.
I'm looking it up right now because... Okay, so...
Just figured the team in San Francisco, Grindr, that kind of makes sense, right?
No? $10 million a year.
Yeah, maybe not.
Goodyear's deal with the Cavs was a little over $10 million.
A year?
Okay. So they got, and obviously with LeBron and the national TV appearances, you're going to have to pay more.
Right.
So that they're a little higher on. But you're right. I think they were the first to sign.
Yeah.
Now, Milwaukee's got Harley Davidson. That's in their backyard.
And Houston has no one yet, right?
No, they do, don't they?
Is it Zen or ZTE or whatever?
ZTE, the phone company, but that's like the Knicks.
But I don't think they're on there. Yeah. I don't think the Rockets have one yet.
Okay. We'll have to look that up. All right, we'll continue to roll on. We got two in the books, one to go. The big show, 60 minutes left on the clock. That means there's still time for you to chime in. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Troy, we saw you. You were back. You're not there again. If you want to call in, just fix the phone. Give us a shout. We'll get you right in. Don't go anywhere. Final hour on the way. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.